We are on Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, the third Taisvis, Gein Peres Tekel Ta'avida Da'asu. The Gemara said, Philo is Maknim the Kefil, but how does it work? It's the Kefil is Adava Shalei Ba'la'ilo. Now, Philo Rameya that holds that Odom Machne Dova Shalei Baloilom is Dafke by Peres Tekel Davide Da'asu. But here it's Leyavide Da'asu, there's a lot of Miyemers, Miyemer de Migneva, Im Tim Salome de Migneva, Miyemer de Mishtakach Kanev. Shtakach Ganev, Miyemi de Mishalem, Tumamay de Mifter. So the Gemara asked Akasha that how could the Mafkid be Makne the Kefil to the Nifkat? Now, we had learned yesterday, Rashi said Pshat, and that, Akochach Mishas Mesire Boy Laknuye Shemoshcha Mimeno Amenas Kain, that when he made the Meshich, when the Shema made the Meshich as Apore, so all these conditions, since they're understood, so we say the, he became a Shema under these conditions, that he'll be kind of the Kefil if he'll pay. If we'll pay when it'll be nignab. Taisvis, the Havamin understood, you need a Maisa Kinyan on the Kefil. So what is the Maisa Kinyan on the Kefil? So Taisvis understood that the money that the Shema gives to the Mafkid, so he's kind of the Kefil with Kinyan Kesef. Now the Gemara has a problem. It's Dovashlei Beloilam, it's Leavide Da'osa. That's how Taisvis understood the Gemara. So if that is Pshat, Vim Taima, Bahocha, Filo, Leavide Da'osu, so Taisvis says, I have a problem. Since the only way he's Koine the Kefil is with Kinyan Kesef, so Filo would be Leavide Da'osa. Hayich yikna ha-kefil b'moish sheshilaim v'lai mois einam koinais elo lemekim alei b'misha pora. So Taisa Sakashe, we have a klal, mois einam koinais, there's only a misha pora, there's no kinyan to the nesinas ha-mois. So Taisa says a problem. But the Gemara is only bothered with the fact that it's Adova Shalei Baloilam. Taisvus asks, Afilu be Adova Shalei Baloilam, but we don't have a Maisa Kinyan on the Kefil because Mois Einam Kainis. I'd like to mention a few Ha'oris on this Kasha of Taisvus. That means the only problem Taisvus had is Mois Einam Kainis. L'chaira, afilo we would say Mois Kainis, but l'chaira, the money that the Shomer is giving, he's not giving the money, he has to give the money because there's a klal oihi shova oihi shola. He's a Shomer. And it was stolen. So he has an eitzah. Either he'll swear that it was Nignav, or he pays. And Lamy Boy, if it's speaking about Taisvis, we learned that the previous Taisvis is speaking about Nignav Bepshia, so he's Zicha Mechuyif to pay. So the money that is given to the Mafkid because he owes him the money. If I give someone money that I owe him, I can't be kind of something with this money. The whole lumdus of Kinyan Kesef works that I'm giving you money, so in return, you have to give me something in return for the money, so you makna me. The haknoz apoyl yaitzei that there's chal achiyuv on the moichel the schal achiv on the moichet either return the money or be makne him. So that's how kinyan kesef works. There's a raya from a gemara Bava Kama that if there's no chiv, akeitz teina mitinose, if there's no chiv on the moichet to return the money, so then there's no such concept as kinyan kesef. So l'chayre, here there's a kashem. Here there's a kasha that how could Tosis Bechlal understand that he's kaina with kesef, since the money that is being given to the mafkid, he owes him the money al shema. So how could that money create a kinyan kesef? Later I found in the Deitzim before Shea Talmud, they ask this kasha. I saw another kasha, so in Mishnah Halevi, yes, kasha, the din of mois koinais, or mois einam koinais, that means if I give money for metaltalem, so that's the shaila, mois einam koinais, I'm only koinais for mishapora. But the concept of kinyan kesef is I'm giving money for a chayfetz. But there is never a concept, you can never buy money for money. That means I can't buy a $2 bill with two singles. You can't do such a thing. The whole concept of kinyan kesef is this: there's a dovah hanimka, which is a chayfet, which is a commodity, and then there's a tivet, there's a matbeya. So if I give the matbeya, I'm kind of the commodity. And this yesod we have in the next perek. Azov, koines hakesef, ein hakesef, koines azov. So there, that Mishnah is speaking about that if you have two metals, so the zov is called the commodity and the kesef is called the matbeya. But there's no such concept bechlal to sell kesef for kesef. So the Mishnah Salevi asks Akasha, here, how could he be kind of the kefil, which the ganev will give him? He can't be kind of money with money. He can only be kind of a chayfetz with money. He brings down this kasha. Perhaps I thought Rashi in Parshas Mishpotim says, by the chiyuv of kefil, so it says in the pasuk, Chayiv Shnayim Yishalim. So Rashi brings down, Adroshe Chayim V'loy Meisim. Oy Demei Chayim. But the emison, the yesod of Tashlume Kefil is, if I steal an animal, I have to give two animals. Chayim Shnayim Yishalim. I have to give him another live animal. So Rashi says, oy demei chayim, which l'chayra means if I give him money, so there's a din mali hein, mali demei. But in yesod, the chiv of kefil is double of the commodity that I stole. So here in our Mishnah, we're speaking about hamafki deitzel chavere behema oy kelim, v'nignevo, v'nignavu, so here we're speaking about that a commodity was stolen, so the chiyuv kefil is to give back double this commodity. You stole a behemah, give back two behemahs. You stole a kelim, give back two kelim. That is the chiyuv of kefil. So be'emesin, there is a transaction of purchasing an animal with money. Because that's the kefil. The kefil in yesod is an animal. It can pay back with money also, but the yesod of chiyuv kefil is double of that which was nignav. So memela, so then, l'chayre, it's not kefelech. There is a concept of kinyan kesef. Now, Taisvus says, kesef ain't a kain. That's because only kain alamisha po. Kasha number one. Ba'oid, Maika Porech Besomoch, Miyemer de Migneve, the Gemara says that there's a lot, it's Loy Avide da'ose, the Kefil is Loy Avide da'ose, because there's a lot of miyemas who says it will be stolen. If it will be stolen, who says they'll find the ganef, and if it will find the ganef, who says there'll be a chiyuv kefil, maybe the ganef will be meide. So memele, so there's a lot of miyemas. So if Taisvis understood that he's koine with the kesef, the shaymer, the nifkat is koine with the kesef that he's paying, so we're speaking about after it was stolen already. So how can you say miyemel the mignive that it will be stolen? It was stolen already. Who says it was stolen? Perish shekvar nignevo shemo nevdo. Maybe it was lost. So who says bechlal there is a kefil that the mafkid will be makne. Miyema the nignevo. I mean, the nifkat says that it was stolen. Fakel, that's what the nifkat says. But who says that this is true? Legabi, the mafkid has a lot of miyemas. Who says bechlal it was stolen? So there is bechlal a chiyuv kefil. Was told, who says we'll find the ganef, who says we'll be chalachi if kefil. So Taisva says, if he's kainer with kesef, so you would have to be geiris in the Gemara, miyemar de nignevo, not miyemar de mignevo. Mignevo means it will be stolen, nignevo means that it was stolen. That's what Taisva says, you'd have to make a different hilset. Agavuche, we see a moiridike chiddish in Taisva. That our Gemara is speaking about Adova Shaloi Baloilam. So the Gemara says something that's Loi Avide Da'osi. Who says that it will come about? Let's learn our Gemara Kipshutai. Who says it will ever be stolen? If it will be stolen, who says we'll find the ganef that will be kefil, that the mafkit can be makne, and if we find the ganef, maybe it'll be made. So in this concept of Avide Da'osi, Loi Avide Da'osi is by Adovo Shaloi Baloilam, that there are a lot of miyemels that there will be kefil, that the mafkid will be capable of being makne to the nifka. There's a lot of miyemels. Fine. That is in, if we goyres miyemel de migneva. But if we're geiris miyemer de nignevo, we see a mer de kechidish in Taisvis, who says it was stolen. But this is already past history. If it was stolen, it was stolen. And lemaise, so, this lechayre doesn't have to a problem of avidu da'osu. Avidu da'osu l'chayra, we understand this by adobo shaloi baloilam, who says whatever will come about. If it was gigamvit, the chiyuv kefil is here already. We see from Taisus Amoira de Kechidish that if a person, we'll elaborate a little later, the chesorin of Loi Avide Da'osu is there's a chesaron of smichas das. There's no sincerity mitzad the maknet to be maknet because he doesn't think bechlal there's something but to be maknet. So from Taisvis we see that even though there's a suffix in l'sha'ova miyema the nignava, there's also no smichas das. Because he doesn't think that it was gigamvit. Al Kaponim, these are the two kashes of Taisvis. V'yeshloima. So Taisvis says, a new mahalach in the Gemara. How does the nifkad acquire the kefil? Not through the nesinas hakesef, which he gives now, which because it would be through the nesinas hakesef, there's these problems, mois einam kaines, and the miyem with the migneveshver, וישלוימה דעמק שסובר, בשעס משיחה היקנה לוי הפורו, ליקנה סקייפו כשיובו. The Maksha held that when the Shomer got the Poreh, so when he was Moshech the Poreh, he skoine the Kefil. He was skoine the Poreh likfeilo. The Bishas Meshiche hiknolei. Meshas Meshiche hiknoloi apore, that when he was Neshema was Moshech the Pore, liknei sakeful kshayoboi. That means he was makne, Meshas Meshiche sapore was kind of the Pore likfeila. Vahaf al gav de beperik mishemeis omrinen, de bedekel le peris afilu rabonon moide de kodi. If he's makne the poro likfeilo, so the hakno is not on the kefil. He gets a kinyan in the poro that to be koine the kefil. It's poro likfeilo. Fractoisvis, I besay, so the gemara is very schwer. The Gemara asks a kasha another makna dover shaloi b'loilom. So Tosfos asks, when is it called dover shaloi b'loilom if you makna the kefil alone? If you makna the peiris tekel, then it's called a makna peiris shaloi b'loilom. But if I makna the dekel le peiris, that means it's your dekel le peiris, is legabi the peiris which will come out, it's your dekel, so there's no chesaron, I mean, in other makne dover shaloi b'loilom. So the Gemara is very schwer. The Gemara is takashe in other makne dover shaloi b'loilom. If shatas is maknem the pora lekfeil, it's not a dover shaloi b'loilom. Afal gav de beperik mishemeis omrinen, the bedekel le peiris afilu rabbonon moide de koni, haino mishum da avidi di osu, because it's avidi di osu. Avol hoche de loy avidi di osu afilu le rameya loy koni. Now, Tosfos, this is Amoridika Tosfos, and I'd like to elaborate a little on what Tosfos is saying. There's a halacha, there's a machlokes Ramei and the Chumim, if you can sell peiris tekel. Ramei says, you can sell peiris tekel. Either peiris are not here, it's gefelach, but I can sell the peiris, the moicha, the bala tekel can sell the peiris that will become his when they grow. I can sell you not make a maisek in you now, and the peiris which will come out from my tekel. Even though it's loipo loilom. The Chachamim hold, you can't sell, you know, the makna dover shaloi b'loilom. You can't sell the peiros which are as yet not b'loilom, they're not yours yet, they'll be yours, mishteitza, but now they're not b'loilom, you can't other makna dover shaloi b'loilom. Afal pike, if your makna dekel the peiros, so then the filo de rabbonon are also made that you could be makne. So what is the lomdus of dekel peiris? Dekel peiris means that I'm makne to you as chus in the dekel for the peiris. So dekel peiris, l'cheira, we understand pshat, that this is called adove shaboloilom. The dekel is here. So I'm giving Matthew as chus in the dekel. It's your dekel for the peiris. That's one nekuda. Anegeya atoisvis, Rab Reuven, and Chidush Rab Reuven says pshat as follows. He says, what is the taich of dekel peiros? You can learn be'etzem to oifanim. One oifan you can learn that it's your dekel. Legabi the peiros, it's your dekel. That means a dekel has different shimushim. You can chop down the dekel, and you could have a dekel that's growing, and it will give out peiris. Lagabi the peiris, it's your dekel completely. And that is why it's not a dover shleib aloylam. I'm selling you the dekel. Taisvis did not learn like this. Our Taisvis learned pshat, that the taich of dekel peiris is when a person possesses a dekel. Why do the peiris belong to him? The reason it belongs to him, because if the dekel is mine, I have a schus that whatever will grow out from my dekel belongs to me. So the bailus on the dekel gives me a schus that with the peiris that will grow from the dekel will belong to me. Taisvis learned dekel a peiris. He's not selling him the dekel. He's selling him the schus. That means I, as Bala Dekel, have a schus that the peiris that will grow on this dekel belong to me. I'm selling you the schus. The schus that I have in the dekel, I'm selling to you. Not the gufa dekel, the schus that I have in the dekel. So the schus is really only negeya the peiris. I mean, it's only negeya the peiris. Yesoid number one. Yesod number two, what is the svare of ein odom makne dover shloi baloilom? So, there's a raya from the first perek, there's a nemuki Yosef in Ezer Neshech, that the chesoron ein odom makne dover shloi baloilom is because there's no gmiras das. I mean, since we're speaking about things which will come about, we're talking about it, but there's no sincerity, tzai mitzad the makne, tzai mitzad the koine, because this is adobo shaloi boloilom, so there's not gemiras das mitzad the moicher and the koine to make a maisa kinyan. So the Maisa Kinyan that is made is a Maisa Kinyan without Gemiras Das, which is worthless. That is one Mahalach, and they know the Makna Dover Shloi Baloilom. Fine. So now let's go back. So now we have a Machloikis, Rav Meir and the Chachamim. Rav Meir holds, there's no such chesaron. I can sell you the Peiris Dekel. The Peiris are in here. Shishkefelach. There is enough Gemiras Das, and there's such a thing. The Chachamim hold no. If you talk about Peiris, which are as yet not Ba'olam, there's no Gemiras Das mitzad the Makna, mitzad the Koin, ain't all the Makna Dovish Lubalim. There's no Gemiras Das. But if we speak about the Schus, I'm selling you the Schus I have in the Dekel, that this chus enables me that when the peiris will come on this world, they'll be mine. I'm selling you this chus. No, this chus already we're speaking about, perhaps it's not tangible, but we're speaking about a chus and a dekel. We're speaking about a chus and a dekel. So we're talking about something. We're not talking about dvarim shaloi bolo shaloi boloilo. Then the chachamim hold is no. There's no chesaron of gemiras das, and other makne dover shel of his makne dekel a peiris is makne. So Taisus goes a step further, but that what we differentiate between peiris dekel and dekel a peiris, that's dafkel if it's avide dosi. That means we're speaking about something that most probably will come about, will be Boloilam. So here the Rabbonon made a chilek. If you, the whole Aknoz only on the Peiris, since the Peiris is Loi Boloilam, most probably there will be Peiris, but since we're speaking about an entity which is Loi Boloilam, there's no Gemiras Das. But if you speak about a schus in the Dekel, I'm selling you the schus I have in the dekel, which enables that this chus gives me the bailus, and when the peches will come to my peches, I'm selling you the chus in the dekel. So here the chachamim hold that there is gmiras das already. Gmiras das, we're talking about a chus in a dekel. So we're talking about something which is a chus in a dovo that's boilam already. Then there's gmiras das. But the minute we'll say that it's loy avidi da osu, so now, I'm selling you a schus, and what will I get from the schus? Well, if this and this and this and this will be, you'll get something. So since there's four miyemers over here, so already there's no gemilas das already. This, even though I'm selling you the schus, you have the schus, but, the schus will only give peiris if there'll be mignev, and if there'll be nimtza ganev, and then the ganev won't be moideh. So Memela, since this schus is not probable that I'll ever gain something from this schus, so afilo according to the Chachamim, and not only according to Chachamim, afilo according to Rameya, the Gemara wants to say, if the whole thing is so not shchiach to occur, there's no gemilas das already. Afilo was selling this schus already. That's what Taisus is saying over here. Now let's again see the Loshon Tais. First Tais had a problem, what is the Maisa Kinyan of the Kefil? The Bishas Meshiche, when he's Moshech the Pore, Hikneloi ha Pore, Liknois ha Kefil Kshayova. He gave him a Schus in the Pore, that you have a Schus in the Pore, that when there'll be a Chiyiv Kefil, from the Gnevis HaPore, I'm selling it to you. So why is our Gemara mentioning over here a chesaron of loiva loilam? So Tosfos says, "Aini mishum Avidi da'osi." That means something that's Avidi da'osi in the Akno is an eschus and something which is ba'olam already. So then, there is gemiras das, there's michas das. Avol hoche de loy avide dosi. But over here, I'm talking giving you a schus in the pora to be kind of the kefil, but this revach of kefil is so not shchiyah that will come about, so even we're selling a schus, but there's no gemiras das that he's giving him something, that he's acquiring something. So Memela, there's a chesaron of loyba loylam, which in other words is there's no gemiras das. So here everyone agrees that there's no gemiras das by loyavididosi. The abaloch loyavididosi for la rameya loykoni. Vikoshe. Faktaisvis. So you're telling me, a yisod, that something that's lo yavide da'osi, afilu dekele peiris won't help. That's what you're telling me. Because the beperek ha-sheleach iboilon be'eved shemochoi rabbi liknas. A person sold his eved knani, that it's, what am I selling? I'm selling the schus, that if this eved will get killed by a shoyer, and there'll be a tashlumim of shloishim shalevet, the shloishim shalevet will belong to you. So that means, legabi knas, I'm selling you the schus in my eved, that if the eved will be killed and there'll be a tashlumim of knas, I'm selling you the schus in the eved to acquire the knas. The Gemara clears a shaila if this can be sold. So the Gemara says like this. One side, the Gemara says, the Dilma afilu l'rameya l'yoyu, mishum de l'yavidi da'osi de mingach. I mean, there, the Gemara says, afilu according to Rameya, the whole, all the masadovish l'yoyulam, it's l'yavidi da'osi that Asher will kill the Yevet, this whole Revach will only come about if Asher kills an Yevet, the l'yavidi, it's not Shriya. So that side is very good. That is what our Gemara says. Our Gemara says, if you're selling something which is le'avide dosi, afilu rameya holds you can't sell it because there's no gemira stuff. Right? That's one side. That's very good. But then the Gemara is another tzad. Vidilme afilu l'rabonon yoyu, mishum dokoi avde, here the evidence here, v'have kedeka l'peroisa. So there the Gemara in Gittin wants to say, the Gemara mentions by Ebed Leknas, the Gemara mentions there's a Sfora to say it's like Avida Dosik. Fine, that's like our Gemara. But then the Gemara says another Tzad. The Gemara says, could be a fill according to the Rabbonin who will help since the Ebed is here. And since I'm giving you a Schus in the Ebed, so there's no problem of Avlai Avida Dosik. That's what the Gemara says in Gittin. So there's a Shail in the Gemara in Gittin. And our Gemara doesn't bear an eyelash, and our Gemara says, well, since it's Le'avida Da'asi, it won't help. And Tosfos says, our Gemara is speaking about Adina Pora L'Kfeila. So Tosfos said that Pora L'Kfeila will not help by Le'avida Da'asi. And the Gemara in Gittin wants to say that Eved L'Knas will help, even though it's Le'avida Da'asi. So Tosfos says a problem. V'yeshloima d'shema hosam shchiyach tfei mehochem. Maybe there is more shchiyach than here. So what is Tosfos saying? So l'cheira Tosfos is saying like this. Tosfos is saying that there's zicher, there's dargis in lo yavide da'osi. So Tosfos says, our gemore is so much lo yavide da'osi. So then, afilu deka l'peiris won't help. Our gemore is no sophic. There, it's not so much lo yavide da'osi like our gemore. So mele, there the gemore is atzad that it can help, afilu according to the rabbon. Now, let's just elaborate on this for 1 second. Now, l'cheira, what does Tosfos mean? Let's understand Tosfos. Tosfos means to say like this. In our Gemara, we're speaking about a revach of kefil. Now, a revach of kefil can only come about if you find the ganef. As our Gemara says, miyema de mishtaker ganef. Let's go to the police station and ask them for all the thefts that were reported. How many times did they find the ganef? So Mamela, so that's that miyema, you have to underline it, miyema the mishtaker ganef. So the revach of kefil, which can only come about in mishtaker ganef, miyema the mishtaker ganef. So this is lo yavide da'asi, that it means out of 200 gnevis they find 2 ganovim. So that's the track record of the police. So miyema the mishtaker ganef. That's a big miyema. So here it's take so lo yavide da'asi that afilu deka l'peiris one of. There's no smichas das. I mean, who really thinks that the ganef will be found and they'll be careful? It's something that's very not sure. Masha'en came over there. I mean, the minute the shayel will kill the Eved, so, I mean, right away, you know who the shayel belongs to, and you go to the Bala Eved, and he pays shloishim shel Eved, and a guten tov. So that barrier, that problem that we have by us, is not applicable over there. So there the Gemara says it could very well be Dekel Peiris will help afil that Eved Leknas will help afil according to the Rabban. That's what Tosfos says. That's the Chaydeber in Tosfos. I just had one shtickle ha'ore. There's a Rashi in Baba Kame. We're talking about Shchiach over here. I'd just like to mention the halacha. The halacha is that that there are dine mominis can only be gepaskined through smuchim. By smuchim can paskin dine mominis. The Gemara says in Achoibel that even though now we don't have smuchim, but we are shluchim of the smuchim, anan shlichusayu kabdina, and we can also paskin shalos even though we're not smuchim. But the Gemara says, but that's only, this din of shlichusayu only applies by something that's shchiach. Something that's not shchiach, they never gave a din of shlichusayu kabdina. That's what the Gemara says in Baba Kama. Something that's shchiach is a din of shlichus hayah. Something that's not shchiach is not a din of shlichus hayah. So I just like to mention one thing that is not shchiach and one thing that is shchiach. So the Gemara says like this: Shoyer da azik odom. If a shoyer was mazik a person, not kill a person, a shoyer was mazik a person. So Rashi says in Baba Kama, loy shchiach legamri. Such a thing should occur that a shoyer should be mazik a person. How many occurrences do you have shoyer loy shchiach legamri? By Kneve, so the Rambam says, Ein donim bezdin shal chutzlots ela dinim hametzuyim tomit. You can only dan things which are metzuyim tomit. V'yesh bem chesorin kis. Avu dvorim hametzuyim ve'ein bem chesorin kis kegoyin tashlumei keifel, they're not dan because there's no chesorin kis. Fine. Keifel is no chesorin kis. But the Rambam says, Gneve is a dovo that's motzi tomit. And shoyer da azik odom is something rashis l'shchiach legamri. So here that Tosfos says, well, there it's more shchiach than here. I mean, l'chayre Tosfos said a mordeke mouthful. There it's more shchiach than here. That means that a shoyer should kill an eved. And how many times do you have such a thing that a shoyer killed an eved? Once in a million, once in 5 days, yeah, the shoyer killed an eved. Well, that's true. After he'll kill the eved, the money will not be a problem to acquire, because if he kills the eved, you just go to the Baal HaShoyer, you'll get to the knas. But that such an occurrence should occur that a shoyer should kill an eved, l'chayre that's a milsed l'shchichi klal. And the Mashenke and Gneve, the Rambam says that's dinim ametsuyim tamet. This Gneve is a yede montek and donishtik, this Gneve is. So it is a dover hamotzi. So there's a problem, maybe you won't find the ganav. So, I mean, how Tosfos was shoykel the inyan and said, there it's more motzi than here. Here we're talking about Gneve, and there we're speaking about a shoyer, the horag odom, and Taisa says there it's more motzi than here. L'chayre, l'chayre bosi, l'chayre, it's not so motzi. Inami. Horche porich, now Taisa wants to say a second teretz. Im tim tzoloi me be'eved, shemoche rabbi l'knas, d'loi mahani l'rameya. That means that the Gemara has a tzad in Gittin that it shouldn't help according to Rameya. So our Gemara is going, if you will say that if you will say that it's loy mahani l'Rameya, our Gemara is going according to that tzad in the Gemara in Gittin. Mishani, we won't learn this now because we first have to see the Gemara to appreciate the Gemara. So Kaponim, that was the Gemara's kashis. According to Shitas HaTosfos, the Havamin of the Gemara was that he's selling him Porelik Fela. He's selling him the schus in the Pore to acquire the Kefil. And then that our Gemara said, but since there's Islay Avidi Dose, Porelik Fela will not help. That is that's what we're up to in the Gemara. So let's go now on Daf Lamed. One more Taisvis. Dilma Moida or Mifta, the Gemara says, Afilu, you'll find the Ganef, maybe he'll be Moida Mifta, perish. Dilma Yemaya Lahoida is Kaidim Shiyabayu Eidim, maybe he'll be Moida before Eidim will come. Behainu Kerav, Doma Moida Beknas, Vachakach Bo Eidim Potter. That means there's a machlokes Rav in Shmuel and Bobekame. What is the din that Moida Beknas is Potter? Shmuel learns Moida Beknas is Potter. That means there's no Allah of Eidos Bal Din by Knas. He's not believed. So if he says he owes a Knas, you can't be goyve the Knas from him. But Shmuel knows, but if Edom will come later and say that he owes the Knas, so then Taka, he'll have to pay the Knas. Rav holds Moida Beknas Potter, there's a pointer of Eidos. If a person is Moida Beknas, I follow Edom come later, and I know clearly that he owes the Knas, but since he was Moida in Beznam before, so that patters him from the Chiyiv Knas. So our Gemara means, our Gemara is saying, that our Gemara is saying that who says that that I feel you'll find the God of who says they'll be careful, could be he'll be Moida before Edom come. Perish. Dumma Yemaya Lahoida is Koidim Shiva Yaidim. Bahaino Kerav, Dumma Moida Beknas, Vachkach Baidim Potem. Bahaf al Gav, so Agamo is going according to Rav. Bahaf al Gav, the Masnissen, the Merube, Daikinen, the Loike Rav. The Mishne Merube is Lachere, not like Rav. Al Pi Atmei, the Mishne says, that you don't pay knas al pi atzmoi and al pi eidechot. So the Gemara says al pi atzmoi dumye al pi eidechot. That just like by an eidechot, if another eid will come, he's chayiv knas. So al pi atzmoi, if two eidim will come, he's also chayiv knas. So the Gemara brings a ray from the Mishnah, not like Rav. But if he maskone the hosam the oma mistavre milse the rab b'shechayiv atzmai b'kerem. Avol heiche the potar atzmai miklum loy oma loy mafke mi the rab. The Gemara says in Bobekame that din, that rab was machadish, that moide b'knas is a poiter, that stavke if with his oido is machayiv himself something, so then, let's say, I'll say gonavti. So he's mechayiv himself with the keren. Then, so since his eidor was mechayiv him to pay something, then it's a poiter on the knas. But if the eidor is only on knas, he's not mechayiv himself klum with his eidor, then Rav holds the eidor is not a poiter. So v'chein aloch, so memele, so then there's no raya from that Mishnah. That Mishnah that says that when two Edom will come after his Edol b'chayiv, that Mishnah can be speaking about the lechayiv atzmei b'klum. He was only moide in knas, not in a kerem. So memele, such a Edol, for the Rav is also moide that it's not a poite. V'chein aloche, we paskin leitcha, v'loi kishmu, the mechayiv, Rabbi Yechna Sovanami hosam, the potter, Shmuel Rav Yechna Loch, Rav Yechna Gomer Bepeg Mishay Tziyu, so Memele, our Gemara that says, that our Gemara is like Rav, and we Paskin like Rav. Bekitzel, we're up to Akasha. We have Akasha, how could it be Maktam the Kefil? The Kefil is Adobo Shaloi Bo Lo'ilam, it's Lo'i Avide Da'osi, so Memele, so, how could he be makdim the kefil? Omar Rove. So Rove said, Nase ka'im aloi l'chshetigonev v'tirtze u'tishalmeni arei porosi knuye l'cho mei achshav. Now, let us just say oisameni before we'll see Rashi. So Rove said, pshat in the Mishnah is like this. When the Mafkid gives over the Poro to the Shomer, and he gives it over in the beginning, before of anything, he's telling him, Nase, it was nase ka'imaloi. That means we have a non-sadi. Let's say when he's giving over the pore, not the makne, not the shoima is thinking that there'll be a gneve. They're not even thinking about it. But let us say for 1 minute, we'll give them a questionnaire. We'll ask the mafkid, listen, if it will be stolen, and this shoima will give you the keren, would you be maskim to be makne the kefil to him? He said, yeah, if it'll be such a fine person, give me the keren. As if it be makne the kefil. Fine. So memela, so there's a non-sadi already, that even though the questionnaire was not given, none of them thought of it, but since there's an ansade, if they would think of it, they'd zicher be maskim to this agreement. So we say there, as soon when he gives him over the pore, and the shema is moishech the pore, it's keilu, the mafkid said, right now, if it will be stolen, and you'll pay me the keren, I makne you now the pore. The pore is, I makne you now the pore. So the pore is yours now. That's anan sadi, that zikha, the mafkid is maskim to this, the nifkad is maskim to this. So even though they didn't think about it, but it's, since this is anan sadi, that the zikha maskim to this, so it's ke'ilu, they spoke it out, and the shema was kinda the pore b'shas mashiach. No, a schus in the pore for the cable. It's a hakno bishas kabolas hashmire, that if you'll pay me later the keren, I makne you now the pore. So it's maknim the pore bishas mesiris hapore. Let's see again the loshna gemara. Omar rove nase ka'imole lichshetigone v'tirze utishalmeini reporosi knuya lecho mei achshav. Let us see Rashi. Nase ka'imaloi bishas shemosroloi. When he gave him over the pore, the kimlu l'rabona, the neichelohu lebailim, the bailim izicher sefriden, shiyehei batuach bekerem, that he'll be batuach bekerem, that means the shomer will pay him the keren. Al menash sheisafi kefil osid lovei shel shomer. That means like this. This icha safik kefil. I mean, with this whole bunch of meyemers. So the mafkid is zicha maskim. That if he'll be betuach bekeren, that means if the shema will pay him for the pore, so he's ziche niche to be maknim, that he should be kind of the kefil. So how is this done? So it's just like he gave him over the pore. Al menaske, it's just like when he gave him over the pore, he said as follows, She'im tigonev, if later it will be gigambit, v'yishalim lo yakerem, and you'll pay me later the kerem, she'tei poro knuyo loy misho shemosro, so it's your poro from now. If you're going to do this later, if there'll be a gneva later, and you'll pay me the kerem, so I'm makne you now the poro. Nimsa le mafreyek shegonav haganav shoshayma roisa. So when the ganav stole the pore, he stole the pore of the shayma. The pore kvari ba'ilam, and the pore was nikne to the shayma. And that's what just seen at the Lashon of Tosfos, and we skipped over these three lines. Mishani nase koyma loylech shetigonev tishalmeini, it will be stolen, and you'll pay me a perosa knuya loch ma'achshav, sheguf ha'pora mochaloi, he sold him the guf ha'pora. So the kefil belongs to the shema because his pora was stolen. Agavuche, we see a moiridike chiddish from our Gemara that a whole transaction was acquired without nobody thinking of this whole transaction. But since we know that the Zichah are masking to this transaction, the transaction works without Das Makne, without Das Kainen, no one cholmed of this. V'aval Pikein, it works. I once heard B'Shem D'Roshiva Rav Yankim Zichayna Levroche, there is a frumkeit that the Chayinim bring down by a chasana. So there's after the chuppah there's the yichud. So many poiskim hold the kinyan yichud is achnosa l'rishus habal. That the kinyan is that the isha goes into the rishus habal, and that's called chuppah. And that's how she becomes a nesua. So, but there has to be that the yichud room has to belong to the chosam. Now, it has to belong to the chosam. So, there's other frume people, so the chosam goes over to the owner of the hall, and he tells you, no, I want to be kind of the yichud room. And finished, and it's kind of yichud room, a frume chosam, and I'm a huda de ke yichud, and shalom al yisrael. So first of all, this is a very blunt mistake, because if the Kalas Tzad rented the hall, so the whole hall belongs to the Kalas Tzad. He has to go to the Shver, not to the owner of the hall. The hall is rented out already. The hall is rented out to let's see if the Kalas father rented the hall, so he acquired the whole hall with all the rooms. So now if the Chosin wants to be kind of the Yichud room, he has to go to the Shver, the future Shver, and not to the owner of the hall. That's number one. But number two, the Rashiva said, you don't have to do anything. When the hall was rented, Afilu, the hall was rented from the Kalas father, through the Kalas father, but that Zichah, he wants to rent it, that the Chasna should be al Ha'if and Ha'yos Ha'mayil. So the Zichah Anan Sadi, that means if you give him a questionnaire, B'shas he rents. Listen, I'm giving you the money, but I want that you should rent the hall to the Chosin, because the room to the Chosin, the Yichud room to the Chosin, that Zichah, he wants that. Because that's how the chasna will be done by Ifan Amoyel. So Memele, so that's automatic. That's our Gemara. Our Gemara says this Yisod, that we can create a whole mass of matan, a whole memke, with no one thinking about it, because there's an ansadi, the zicher want that this should occur, so it's accomplished, because we have the Nansadi who want us to occur. So the Rashivi says the same thing. The Zichah wants that the Chasna should be Ba'oifin Amahuda, that the Yichud Tzimah should belong to the Chosn. So when the whole was hired, this lies in the Nansadi that they want to hire the whole for the Chosn. So Mamel said the Chosn doesn't have to go over now before the Chasna and acquired the Yichud Tzimah. It's a Meirdike Yisod that we see from our Gemara. Maskif lo Rav Zeire. So fine, this is Ravish Tektoir. So Rav was Machadish that the reason why the Shemer is kind of the Kefil is because he was kind of the pore, as soon as he became a shema, there was such a condition that if he'll pay later for the pore, he'll be kind of the pore lemafre. Maski v'lo rabzeri hochi, afilo giza isel uvlo deisel nami. So it should come out that he was also kinder, if he was kinder, the pore lemafreya. So come out all the gizes and all the vlodes that were the gizes that were cut off from the behemoth and the vlodes that the behemoth gave birth to, all these vlodes and gizes should belong to the shema if eventually the pore was stolen. Alomo sanyo, we learned a baraisa, chutz migizaisel vlodaisel. The baraisa says clearly that the gizes and vlodes belong to the mafkid, not to the shema. So mamela sats amurdike kasha and rovim. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi ihochi, the nimtza shahoisa shaloi mishori shayne, that it was his mishori shayne, is yiske af begizes of lodes, shahoyu lo mishabola base, all the gizes of lodes that the behema had from when it came into the shayma's house, the kivin, the nignav, if eventually it was nignav, the rotza of ishilem, and he was masking to pay, Nimtzei shaloi lemafreya, so comes out of was shaloi lemafreya. So mamela, so, and then it says, call not like that. So the Gemara answers, Elo omar abzeire nase ka'ima loichutz migizeisel uvlodeisel. That means this whole transaction, which we have on Namsadi, that it was Ki'ilu, it was spoken out in Bishas, the Mesiris HaPorah, that Makna you the Porah, if it will be stolen, you'll pay the Keren. But it means I Makna you the Porah, but I'm Meshayer in the Porah, the Schus of the Gizis and the Bloodis. That means I Makna you the Porah, but it's my pora for the gizis. It's my pulse. That means a pora is different shimushim. So the mafkid was meshaya for himself. The schus and the pora for the gizis and the vlodis. So mamela, the gizis of vlodis belong to the mafkid. Fregt the gemore umay poske. I mean, you're saying this whole thing is oisemveni. He's saying that there was an understanding that he's maknim, the pore, and that's why the kefil says, but he's mishayo, the schus, kizis of lodes. I mean, if he's maskim to be maknim, the pore, so it should be his with all the bochim. So the Gemara says like this, stoma de milse, shvoche de osa mi alme, ovid inish de maknim, shvoche de migufe, lay ovid inish de maknim. That means we this whole umdene that we say the mafkid is zicher maskim, if he's insured in the kerem to be makne a revach of kefil, this is a shvach da osa me alma. This is a outside profit that came out. This was the kefil was stolen out of zechiv kefil. A revach, the osim yalme, a person is maskim to be mevata and to give away. But a revach that comes migufa pore, that there's no one on tzadi that he wants to give away. Fakel, this he wants to keep for himself. So in the umdene that where this whole transaction is based on an umdene, the umdene is shvoche da osa mi alme, he's makne, shvoche da osa mi guf, he's not makne. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, he hochi, the nimsa shoysa shaloi mi shori shoyna, yiska begidis vloi shaloi mi shabola beise, the kimen den, the nigna, the rotz vashim, nimsa shaloi la mafrei. So the Moses Piske Pasakta Dova Bacholodom Shedatil Haknis Kefalim Yovil Lekach Veindatil Haknis Avlodis. So the Moses says, okay, that's the Gemara says that it is a chilek because this is shvoche da'ose mi'alme, and this is shvoche da'ose migufa.